The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to St. John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Now Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them. And they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The season of Easter has shifted occasionally in the life of the church. It used to be 40 weekdays following And then the season of the Ascension was 10 days long. And then the season of Pentecost began on the 50th day following Easter, not counting Sundays in Easter. Now, if that's rather confusing, the church kind of straightened that out, and the season of the Ascension has kind of disappeared into the woodwork. And we talk about the season of Easter, which includes Ascension, and then the season of Pentecost, which lasts for 6 months after Pentecost. The Sunday following Ascension, one of the lessons is always the lesson from the Acts of the Apostles, which gives us the vision of the ascension of Jesus. Jesus, it turns out, was a planner. He had a plan in mind, and he gave that plan to his apostles on that day when he ascended into heaven. He said, you are going to be my witnesses. That's the plan. Now, in the gospel for today, we find out that Jesus has given to the apostles all the words that the Father gave him. So they have the words of salvation. They have the words of eternal life. And now it's their job to witness those words
to the world.
But Jesus says, you know,
let's start
small. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem.
And then in Judea.
Yeah. Galilee, and then to the ends of the world. The idea that Jesus gave the apostles was
start where you
live. Don't start at the ends of the world. Rather, start where you live and witness to the people in Jerusalem. Then, as you witness to them, and
the life of the
church progresses, then the whole church
begins to worship
to the wider community. And then
still wider.
And then to the ends of the earth. But the Father will protect them as they go about their work. Now, we know that the apostles
stayed for a while in
Jerusalem.
At least
some of them did. Some of them wandered off here and
there.
But that group of 11,
adding Matthias
for 12, stayed there in Jerusalem for a while and witnessed to the resurrection and the words of salvation
there
in Jerusalem. And then they started spreading out. Now, we
don't know exactly how
that occurred, but the traditions and life of the church tell us that somehow or the other, the disciples were somehow assigned, perhaps by lots, to different regions of the world. And so we see the apostles spreading out. Peter, we know, goes to Rome. John, we know, goes to
Ephesus.
Thomas
goes
all the way to India and begins the Martoma Church in India. Andrew heads north
and
winds up in what we sometimes call Russia. The disciples spread their witness
literally
to the ends of the earth.
Now,
having had that lesson in church history, what does that mean to us? See, they are not the only ones who have the words of eternal life. They are not the only ones that were called to witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his love for all the world. The saints of the church down through the ages have continually witnessed to the world. Now, it's our turn. You are witnesses
to
Jesus
here in Greater
Phoenix, in the valley, in the state of Arizona, in the United States, and to
the end of the world. You and I
are witnesses.
Every day, in every place you are, you carry the words of eternal life.
The question is, what are you going to do with them? Now, how does one witness
to the love of God in Jesus
Christ our Lord? One does it in small ways. You don't have to go to Africa, although
some do. You don't have to
go to China.
Oh,
some do. But what you're called to do is to walk out your front door every day of your life and witness to the love of Christ. You know, every day I walk out my door,
I run into somebody who needs
words of encouragement and hope. I don't think I'm unique. I think every one of you do. And when you have the opportunity to share those words of encouragement with your neighbors, with someone you meet on the street who's looking kind of down, those are your opportunities to witness to the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. But that's not the end of things. We're called also to spread that witness around the valley. And how do you do that? Well, there's one. There are boots out in the narthex of the church. There's another. Those people who prepare meals and
serve them for vets
who are homeless. There's another one. There are opportunities all around this church for this church to witness to God in the greater community of this valley. And then how we deal with those things that go on our borders, in our cities, in our towns. The way we respond to those is how we witness to the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. And every one of us has the opportunity to be that witness. You see, Jesus had a plan, and it's still a good one. Start where you are,
and then
make sure to spread it around a bit. Because when you do that, you
will be his witnesses
in Jerusalem, in Judea, in the Galilee, and to the ends of the earth. Amen.